UN has expressed concern over the increasing number of civilian casualties from airstrikes in Afghanistan.
The United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan has received multiple credible allegations that a strike hit the house of a teacher in Capiz on Saturday, killing 9 members of the same family, including 3 women and 4 children. 6 others were wounded. UNAMA data shows a jump of 52% in the number of civilians killed or wounded in airstrikes in the first 6 months of the year. 149 civilians were killed and 204 wounded in airstrikes in the year's first half, with women and children comprising more than half the 353 casualties.
UNAMA urged all parties to the conflict to uphold their obligations to protect civilians from harm. Afghan officials have confirmed civilian casualties during a joint operation with U.S. forces on Saturday. The U.S. military insists the wounded individuals were militia members. Large numbers of Afghans have fallen victim to U.S. airstrikes. Washington says it only targets Taliban militants, while many of the casualties have turned out to be civilians. Kamal Hawash is the vice chair of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign, who joins us from London. I mean, 17 years of war in Afghanistan, many of these things are going to sound like repetitive statements, but that, again, civilian casualties keeps recurring so much, and the U.S. has been involved in many of them, that it makes you wonder how far this is going to go.
I'm, of course, speaking in a personal capacity today. It is really quite unbelievable that 7 years later, Afghanistan is still not stable, that the Americans and other countries are still able to carry out attacks at will. And just like in other parts of the world where the United States is involved in funding and supporting wars like in Yemen, of course it is the civilians who seem to be paying the highest price, paying with their lives, seeing their children being killed. And there seems to be no prospect of this ending, again, 17 years on. So there'll be lots of children who were born after America started its war on Afghanistan, who will now grow up in still feeling insecurity and still worrying about their daily life. They might be affected, particularly when it is possible for someone sitting on a U.S. ship somewhere in an ocean who will send a drone to drop bombs on people as if it's sort of a Star Wars game. It's horrendous.
Kamal Hawash, thank you very much. Talking there from London.